there, and Merry Christmas from Chamber Chat, ladies and gentlemen. So glad that you're joining us, that you're listening, and you've listened to us for many, many months now. That is greatly appreciated. I'm joined by a slew of people in studio. Yes, I did say that. Mona Reeves, you've asked me, we were talking recently at an event. She said, when can I co-host again? So tonight, you're back. Congratulations. She's going to co-host with me. You have no responsibility whatsoever, because I've let Cameron co-host, and she really doesn't do anything either. But you're here, and that's important. You'll chime in. Making her, I think, 6th podcast appearance, and I could be wrong about that. Megan Kiker-White. Is that right? Am I close to that? Is it 6?
It's close to it, if that's not the number.
I think it's 6. I'm going to say it. We're going to go ahead and say 6.
I feel so popular.
You're very popular. Making her, let's say 3rd. Because she was helping me out at an event. We count that. And then she's been on one or two other ones. One of them hadn't aired, though. But we'll say 3.
Yeah, about that.
Well, listen, I am not the producer of the show. I'm just like, I just talk. And also joined by the one and only Cameron Bartlett. Cameron, welcome. You remember when I wouldn't get your name right early on? And like, I've been spot on for like several months now.
You have. I'm proud.
Thank you. And I've kept my promise to Cameron, not messing with her at events lately. So I'm pretty proud of that. That's my Christmas miracle and Christmas gift to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cameron. Oh, yeah, it starts over in January, though. It's over with.
No.
So here's what we're doing. And he's not mic'd, but he will be able to write down his Mount Rushmore list. He's trying to bounce back from the awful Thanksgiving list that was arguably the worst. It's so bad. We recorded a while back. We recorded a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. So I will go ahead and try to throw out what he had. So we're doing best Christmas, Thanksgiving meals. So here's some of his meals. Broccoli salad.
One roll,
not rolls. He said put roll on. So he wants one roll. Grape salad, which I have no idea what that is. That sounds absolutely atrocious. Like if I came to your house.
It's actually really good, Jamie. I think you would like it.
If I came to your house, Leah, and you said, hey, Jamie, we're having grape salad tonight. I'd go, oh, look at the time.
I actually think I'm sick.
And I would stop and get a pizza on the way home. And I can't remember what the other one was. Those three stick in my mind. So hopefully his Mount Rushmore list will be better tonight. Our Mount Rushmore, after debate, we went back and forth on this. We talked about Christmas candy. We talked about Christmas songs. We settled on movies. So this should be interesting because I think, Mona, you were talking about how you're going to have some movies that nobody else has ever heard of. Or maybe they don't.
No,
I haven't seen.
No, just that these young whippersnappers.
They are young whippersnappers.
Have never seen.
Yes. They are young.
Well,
they are
one of which grew up at her house. So yeah. I would argue that I may
Your daughter's going to probably know some of them. But we might
if
know.
If not all of them. In fact, I could probably do her Mount Rushmore for her.
Okay.
Okay, fine. You're on.
Okay.
And we just, listen, we hope you enjoy the holidays. It's a great time of year. Remember what the Christmas is all about. So we're going to talk a bit about that as well. But let's start with this. Okay, this is the first question I'm going to throw at you. Because I know this one for me. Go back to when you were young, and that's only like 4 years for you, Cameron and Gavin. But we're slightly, the rest of us are, slightly older. What's the memory that you remember most when you were a kid that makes you feel like, okay, it's Christmas time? And we'll just go around the table, and we'll start with Leah.
Oh, I was thinking. Okay, I got one. Mama makes these special cookies. They're not really special, but
they're special.
She only makes them at Christmas. Special.
Yeah,
they're chocolate. They're the peanut butter kiss cookies, and I always knew Christmas was around the corner when Mom had those coming out of the oven.
So it gives you that. Does that smell?
And I still to this day, it's on my Christmas.
That smell candy. Take you to Christmas?
Yes, that or probably Daddy putting the lights up.
Yeah.
Daddy decorated, when we were kids, my dad decorated the house. And then he didn't for a long time. And then Harper came along. And then.
So now it's decorating. It's back.
We're back.
So grandkids
back
get the perks the kids got.
Well, Daddy quit and Pops resurrected the tradition.
With the Christmas lights.
Yeah. Okay, Mona, what's yours?
That makes me think of Christmas. Yeah, like
when you were a kid, like a Christmas memory that like made you go, man, this is what takes me back. Now. That's a memory that it still holds true.
Cousins everywhere, trips, all of us coming to my grandmother's, all three of the families being at my grandmother's, and cousins everywhere, and snow. We lived in Oregon when I was a kid.
So wow, you lived in Oregon?
We did. My dad.
It's slightly colder there
than
and Alabama.
So snow that was so high, I, as a little kid, couldn't even walk in it. I had to follow my older brother in his little path. Snow.
So you've had a white Christmas before?
Oh, many, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that like? Is there some? So
what's that like?
I live in Oregan when I was a kid. So what's, that's because, you know, you watch every Hallmark movie, which there might be a Hallmark movie on my Mount Rushmore. Stay tuned.
Okay.
But like every movie you see, every TV show you see, it's always like it's snowing and it's Christmassy. In Alabama, there's a chance you could be wearing shorts and flip-flops. It just depends on that day. There's been many times where I've wore shorts to my grandmother's for Christmas.
I'm almost certain there was a year that we were at grandmother's for Christmas, and we ended up in the basement with a tornado warning.
That's happened before. It's Alabama.
That was 2 or 3 years.
Oh, that was probably more than that, but it was...
Yeah.
That was an interesting Christmas.
Crazy Alabama weather.
Yeah.
You never know. It could be a tornado. It could be snow. But I've never in my lifetime that I remember, I could be wrong, but I don't think I've ever had a white Christmas. Y'all would live around here too, so y'all tell me, but I don't think so.
There was snow outside, and my mom put the little stencil things and the spray snow around it. So
yeah,
it just snow on the inside, snow on the outside. Yeah, things were done differently.
Oh yeah.
Back then.
Cameron, what's a memory for you? And you could go back 6 months. What's your favorite a memory as a kid that you remember well? That makes you think of Christmas.
This was when all my siblings still lived with my parents, so it was my three older siblings. We still have this tree. We've had it for about 19 years. It's a build tree.
Okay.
So we build our Christmas tree. So me, my two older sisters, and my brother and my dad would just sit. And build the tree while my mom's cooking dinner.
Okay. All right. Now that sounds cool.
Nice.
That is, yeah. So that does sound like a very good Christmas. Do you still have the tree?
Yeah, this year I built it by myself.
Okay. How does it look?
It looks nice. It's a 7-foot tree, so I struggled a bit.
You're quite the tree engineer, aren't you?
I am.
Man, Cameron Bohr, I'm impressed. Megan, favorite Christmas moment? Moment. Yeah, there you go. Memory. I'll get it right once
again. I guess... helping my dad put the star on the tree, on the top of the tree.
Okay.
Because, I was, essentially an only child until my brothers were born, 10 years younger than me. But my older brother was around.
Yeah.
But
but he's, he was, what,
every other weekend.
But he was, 18 years older than you?
No, he's 10 years older than me.
10 years older than you.
Mm-hmm. And the only girl. But, yeah, helping my dad put the star on the tree, I guess.
Okay.
And we have cinnamon rolls every Christmas morning.
That sounds healthy. And good.
Does our family look healthy? No. No.
They're carb-free. So for me, when I was a kid, I remember every year we would go look at the Christmas lights. We would drive, my brother, my mom, my dad, we would get in the car, and we would drive to the richer neighborhoods where the lights are better than ours. And go, wow.
That's the truth, though.
That's what it's like. Yeah, that is unfortunately the truth.
I feel there were a couple times that we tried to go look at Christmas lights, too. And it was look at this house with the lights. And then it'd be an hour later, look at this one with the lights.
But if I drive around now, if I'm driving home where I live now, again, really nice place, nice houses, I see those lights, and it just takes me back. It goes, that's Christmas. Those moments that just take you back and let you know, wow, this is Christmas.
But when we were kids, people did more of that.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't, Now it's there's not as many lights on the outside of houses and things like that. Everybody, entire neighborhoods, and they put out the, what are those things called where you put the candle in the paper bag and
lanterns? We did the gallon jugs.
Yeah, are those called? Yeah, and just entire neighborhoods, and people would, in this community, they would get in their car and they would just pack up the family. And go just look at lights.
It's something about that. It's Christmas.
Just don't do it as much.
It's not. I don't think people decorate like they used to.
Now they just pay to go to watch lights through different places.
For real,
it's true.
Alabama Adventure.
I can't argue.
In the race course.
Worst. We're going to go worst and best. What's the one gift you got? I say worst is not good because you should love every gift you got. But it's a gift that you got. You're like, why did I get this gift? And so, I'll start.
Okay.
I got a sweater with trees in it one time when I was about 14 or 15. When you're really wanting cool clothes as a kid, because you're trying to, head to Skateland, the next weekend and show off a little bit. And you can't, it's going to hurt my, rep, rolling in there in a sweater with trees. So I forgot who got that gift for me, but I know when you, when anytime that you, that you, you get a gift and you right away go, oh, it's a sweater with trees on it. You repeat the name of the gift, you know for sure you're not liking the gift. So that's mine. It was bad. I was a little upset with that. Whoever got it, you're listening, do a better job.
Do a better job.
Lee, what's the worst gift you ever got? What's a gift you ever got that you were like, wow, why did I get this
one? Okay, I won't say that it's been like the worst gift I've ever had, but I will say as teachers, you get a lot of cups.
Okay, you get a lot of cups.
Which
you can use cups, though.
It was fun for a time until it was like, I just expected a cup every time I got a gift bag. And then I thought, well, I got to find a place to put this. But you hate to be like, you know, thanks.
Yeah. So this is a great cup.
Another.
Put it by 94 other cups.
Cup.
Yeah, I got it.
So I wouldn't say it's the worst, but I will say it's probably the most overdone gift.
A gift that makes you go,
received.
Yeah.
Or just kind of like, I'm a big fan of, like, and my family can attest, if someone asks me what I want for my birthday or Christmas, I don't really tell them anything because I like to see what they come
up with. You like to be surprised.
I like to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
I like to see, like, people be clever with me in mind. Mom's shaking her head because she hates, obviously, that, but that's fine.
No, I don't. It's hard to, just makes it harder.
When you were a kid, did you have a list of stuff you wanted, or would you like to be surprised as well?
Both.
Okay. All right. Like a stocking?
I may have had like a list of like one or two things that I really wanted or like really have needed. But mostly I've always liked surprises. I've always enjoyed just seeing people's thoughtfulness in clever ways. Which again does not make gift giving easy, but
yeah,
it's fun for me.
All right, what about you, Mona?
Worst?
Well, you know, I use the worst is a bad word. A gift that you were like, I really wish they wouldn't have got this for me.
Oh, I know one, and it was my own fault. Many years ago, I asked for a particular perfume.
Mm-hmm.
It was Obsession. You know, that was the rage there for a while. And I loved it. I'd smell it on other people. And so I asked for that, and I got it for Christmas. And on me, it was horrible. It kind of nauseated me. So that turned out to be a really bad gift.
Oh, that doesn't sound.
Even though I asked for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awful.
I can see that.
Yeah, people don't realize that perfume smells different on everyone. Mm-hmm. I worked at Bath & Body Works in college, and I can attest.
Love the Candy Apple Body Wash. It's fantastic.
Yes.
I still have some. It's great.
I still can't with you with the Candy Apple Body Wash.
Dude, it smells so good.
It smells so
really
good.
Loud.
Like,
it's
really
can't
loud.
I just imagine Jamie, like, hopping out of his bathroom going like a candy apple in the morning.
I go to the gym, and then I smelled like sweat. Now I smell like a candy apple. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Or you smell like a sweaty apple.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? Has there been a gift you were like, why did I get this gift?
It's not the worst gift. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, she didn't, like, my mom, she didn't have any clue of it, but she got me a shirt I already had from a previous Christmas that she got me.
Oh, she got re-gifted?
She repurchased.
She didn't know she re-gifted.
Oh, man.
That's tough right there. Mom, if you're listening, come on now. You're better than that.
I didn't mean to, but like she saw my face change. And she was like, what, do you not like? I'm like, no, you got me this last year. And she goes, I thought it was another one, but nope, same shirt.
Oh, that's
same
great.
Groovy mushroom shirt.
Now, I want to say this. I'm going to do this. This is also, okay, so when I was five, I was torn because the majority of my family was an Alabama fan. My mom and dad were Auburn fans. Usually, you're going to go with your parents. They're going to lead the charge. If you're, you know, I mean, it's 95% of the time, if your parents are Auburn, Alabama, that's who you go. But I like my uncles, and I was torn. So my uncle, when I was 5 years old, got me a back. You probably remember this, Debbie. I probably remember these satin Alabama jackets back in the 80s. They're hideous now, but they were really cool back then. So I opened the box, and I was kind of happy because. It's a satin jacket. It's nice. And I didn't know. I didn't know which way I was going to tilt. Well, my dad was very firm. So my grandmother had an old, like, heater, like one of those old, like, it's hard to explain, but you know, you put kind of wood in it. It's right there in the kitchen, right? So somehow, some way, we're sitting in the living room getting ready to open other gifts, and we smell something burning. The Alabama jacket had somehow gotten on top of that wood stove. My dad for years said that he didn't do that. He didn't put that on there. But I'm telling you right now, there's no question he did. And of course, I'm an Auburn fan now, so maybe it was fate. I don't know, but that poor jacket never had a chance.
I don't think satin burns. I think it melts.
It was nothing. Listen, it was like, it was gross. It was terrible. It smelled like a sock, burnt sock. It was bad. It was really, really bad. But yucky. On a positive note, I as an Auburn fan, I'm cool with it. So just looking. All right. True or false? Yes or no? When you were young, did you ever get up and try to sneak and catch Santa putting gifts under the tree? And were you disappointed? Did you say, "Oh, I'm going to get up and watch Santa eat cookies. I'm going to watch it." So everybody probably did that.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, somebody just knocked on the studio and scared to death everybody, except for me though. I was good.
It's gotta be Jay.
Okay.
Is it Jay?
The infamous JJ.
Jay's banned from the studio for the next 10 years.
Gracious.
So, Leah.
Now that I can, when my heart starts beating, go ahead. I'm glad to answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
JJ just scared the hooey out of me. No, I did not. And I'm not saying that because my mom's here.
So you did not try to.
Because I'm a rule follower.
Yeah.
And we were told if Santa caught you snooping, it went back to the North Pole.
Yeah.
So I did not snoop. Scouts on her.
Okay, so we're going to get this from Mona. I want to get confirmation. She did not sneak or try to catch Santa.
Not that I ever caught her at. No. So but that was it. If you sneaked and got into your presents, or if you snooped and found where they were and you found them, you didn't get them. They went away. And Megan didn't tell us what her worst gift was. And I think she probably has a good one because Debbie's standing here.
No, I don't have her.
Oh. All right. So, okay, you want to give your worst gift real quick, or you?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the worst gift.
Okay.
I sent someone the link to something that I wanted.
Yeah.
And they got it in the same area, but it wasn't what I wanted. So I wanted a Kindle Paperwhite.
Oh, okay.
And I got a tablet. And if you're not a reader, like, they're completely different.
Okay,
and I'm a very big reader.
Kindle Paperwhite from Wish.
No, it's like a tablet. It was a Kindle Fire or whatever. But I mean, I still use it. But but my parents always got me what I wanted. So
great value.
It was still a Kindle or whatever tablet. I don't know what they're called.
Okay, did you ever try to sneak and see Santa putting?
No, because one, I am a rule follower as well.
Okay, good, rules are important.
And two, I didn't until I was like 15. I found some of my gifts. That was like the one time I snooped in my parents' house because I do love surprises. So
sure.
Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But I found out that I got a whole bedroom suit. Because I broke into my room.
I will say.
It was my room I was moving into, and it was locked, and I shimmied in there.
I will say one time my sister and I cahooted a little bit.
Yeah.
But I found out real quick that Santa has mad rapping skills. So I knew that Santa would know if we went any further, it would be bad. So I think I backed away from that one, but I think me and my sister might have cahooted a little bit one time, but
okay,
we never snooked on Christmas during the night or anything.
Y'all went to bed. Did you, okay,
we
did
went
you
to bed.
Go to bed early. I think that was a great night for parents because parents would go.
No,
okay,
I could never go to sleep. Which still to this day I have trouble going to sleep. So
my dad would be like, "Okay, it's 5:20. Santa's gonna be here soon. Let's get you to sleep." That's
because dad has 6 hours of wrapping to do.
We had a rule about that too.
Yeah,
they would try to get up.
Our house had a lot of Christmas
before
boundaries.
The light. Was outside.
Yeah.
And so once they were old enough to read numbers, I told them that when they looked on their clock, the first number needed to be 7.
Okay.
Because we'd been up half the night doing Christmas things, and so we wanted more than 3 hours sleep.
Okay. All right.
However, on the flip side of that, like my cousins, they would get up in the middle of the night, they would do Christmas at 2 a.m. and go back to bed. You know, it was like, it was just funny, like different people's. Hey, if they're ready to get up and do it, let's do it. There's no, go back to bed.
All right, Cameron, did you ever try to?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
You got caught?
No.
You were very stealth then, huh? Okay, so for me, I wasn't a rule follower. To this day, I really don't like to follow rules. And so I remember waking up. I was probably about 9 or 10, and my parents had their friends over around the neighborhood, and they were putting the gifts, but they were also had been into the beverages. And so it was a little bit of a party, which I thought was kind of crazy because you got a young man sleeping back there. You don't want to wake him up, but, you know, people start getting into beverages back in the late 80s. Nobody paid attention. But I remember waking up. My mom goes, Santa just left. He put these gifts. You know, I was like, oh, okay, great. So they let me open the gifts. And I went ahead and played the gifts at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, wow, Santa really had good timing there. It was great. So this is a Debbie Kiker question. And written down by Cameron, and she misspelled believing. That's okay.
I put the EV before. I put like something before.
Before E, except
F. I know. That's okay. And I knew I spelled it wrong too.
It's the Jefferson County school system. The question is, how old were you when you stopped believing in Santa? And here's the deal. What do you mean stop believe? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Santa's.
Oh, we do believe.
Yes. Okay. We believe. So, Leah, how old were you?
I believe in Santa, obviously.
Obviously.
But I feel like I would might have been like eight or so when I started asking questions. Listen.
Did something trigger you to ask questions?
Wow. So you were eight years old.
I mean, I feel like I might have been around then. I don't remember exactly.
Wow, that's pretty early.
The exact age, but I feel like I started asking questions like things just didn't make sense to me anymore. Yeah. Why is Megan making a face at me? Why are you making
because
faces?
I'm about to embarrass myself.
We're gonna, okay.
And it's so
we're
your mother's fault.
Like, we didn't have a chimney. We didn't have a fireplace in our house. Yeah. So I was like, wait a minute, how does Santa get in our house?
So you started asking questions.
Yeah. I started thinking like, well, what about people that live in apartments? How does he get in their house?
He has a key. He has a key.
You know what I mean? Like, all the stories you heard with Santa comes down the chimney and the fireplace and all the things. And it started to click in my mind.
So for those non-chimney people, it was hard to believe.
Yeah. I thought, well, we don't have a chimney and Santa always comes in our house every year.
But when
when
she started asking, she would say, is that really? And I said, as soon as you don't believe,
Santa stops coming.
He stops coming.
That's why I haven't gotten a gift in several years.
I think they believed longer than they actually believed. But I remember the exact moment.
When did you stop believing? How old were you?
I don't remember how old I was, but I remember the moment. We were flipping through pictures, and I had gotten a sewing machine from my Christmas when I was, how do I remember this, 7. And there was a picture I saw some years later of my mom at my grandmother's writing Santa.
Wow.
On my sewing machine. And I was like,
It was like a smack in the face, wasn't it?
It was. Wow. I hope my mom doesn't hear this. It'll hurt her feelings, but that's what did it.
Oh, yeah. All right, Megan, you were 34.
Close. Very close. Okay, let me preface this by saying my parents are great liars.
Yeah, that's an important trait
and
to be as a parent.
Maybe I'm just gullible.
Oh, Lord.
15.
15? So you were driving.
There's nothing wrong with believing in Santa.
I did it.
When I found my stuff in my room.
Meanwhile, Debbie's curled up in the fetal position. I've ruined it.
I mean, I was like...
Megan's got like a driver's permit going, I'm going to follow Santa tonight on my...
But yeah, I was in high school when I stopped believing.
Santa, Meg. All
right. I mean, I still believe, but when I started questioning...
Got you.
So right. Embarrassing. Oh, my God.
So,
she was filling out college applications. Mom, is Santa real?
Will Santa come to the dorm?
Santa as a reference? Santa knows I've been so good.
You know,
he can vouch for me.
I have a feeling we're going to have some fun with this for a long, long time. So, Cameron, you're kind of technically still in high school, still, you know, you're still young. I mean, when did you, and I hate to say it, have we ruined something for you tonight?
No.
Okay. Because I would have felt, I didn't think about that until we're going on. I was like, what if Cameron's still young?
Wait, is Cameron 15?
I'm 17.
Oh.
So, Cameron, when did you...
So 2 years ago.
Sorry.
When did you realize, unfortunately, that Santa, there was not a Santa?
About like age 10.
Age? Wow, that's young. Yeah. What was?
There's two reasons why.
Go ahead and give me the two reasons. By the way, parents, do not let your kids listen to this particular episode of Chamber Chat.
So basically, I was sneaking out to see my parents. Okay, there's actually three reasons. Three. Okay. Mm-mm. I was sneaking out and.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. What, Cameron?
Okay, Cameron.
To see my presents. To see my presents.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a 10-year-old child. I have nowhere to be at night at 10 years old.
Okay. I'm about to say, we're going to have to do a whole other episode here. Kids that sneak out at 10.
But I saw my parents putting presents under the tree.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? Maybe they're helping Santa. So previous that year, my mom had an app on her phone that edited the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Santa, like all those like on her app.
Wow.
And so I found it, and I was like, it crushed my heart. And then...
Did you cry?
I teared up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would have teared up too.
Even more, like, I stopped believing right then and there, but, like, further into the future, around, like, maybe age 15, I'll be honest.
A lot of that going on tonight.
I was getting a new phone, and I didn't know I was getting a new phone because my phone number right now is, like, it was hand-me-down from my mom, so, like...
Sure.
I get phone bills messages.
Okay.
So my mom bought me a new phone, and I get the message... New phone purchase, yada yada, and I was like,
okay. "So okay, well, you know, maybe Santa told her what to get you."
Yeah, but age 10 was when I
okay, age 10. So we're okay. So for me, you're gonna find this crazy, but I was talkative as a child, and I was a question asker, and so I remember when I was, I remember like I was about 9 or 10, I started asking my mom, the Santa thing.
About 8 to 10.
Yeah, it's at 8 range. I was 9 or 10, and I remember going, Mom, why do kids in Mountain Brook get better presents than kids that live in the Bessemer Hueytown area? Does Santa like those kids better? Are they better behaving? Is it because I'm normally on the naughty list that you tell me constantly that I'm on? I mean, I started asking questions. And when you started to look at it, and I said, so all around the world, he goes from point A to point B in really 12 hours. Is that possible?
I will say I had never thought about that, like Santa bringing nicer things to different
kids. I did.
No, seriously, this is a real thing. Like, I did not ever really think about that until I read an article. It was some child, early child, whatever article. And it said it gives kids a complex about their behavior, who they are as people, because their friend got something nicer than they did, blah, blah, blah. And the article suggested, and I don't know if people do this, people probably already do this, but it was just an eye-opener because it said something along the lines of, like, basically let the, like, basic generic stuff be from Santa.
Sure.
And let, like, the big, nicer stuff. Here's your nice thing that you really wanted be from mom and dad.
That's a good idea.
Or their parent or guardian or whoever they have. So when they go to school and people are like, well, what did you get from Santa? Oh, I got a bicycle helmet and new
a bedroom suit.
Whatever, like. Nothing, you know, they all kind of have the same, they're all on the same playing field. That's interesting that you said that.
Yeah.
Because I just recently read that article.
And listen, again, you ask questions like that because as a kid, my mom would, and here's what she did. Jamie, you ask me questions. Just go read a book. Go watch TV. Because, you know, you ask too many questions. And my thing was, how do you learn? That's how you learn is by asking questions. But I would ask a lot. I know y'all find that hard to believe. Very talkative as a young person. That's just crazy to me. But that age seems to be, I mean, all of us about this, except for Megan. She was 34. That stopped believing in Santa.
I think it's kids at school. Kids at school, too. Gavin's nodding. Did someone at school tell you, particularly if a kid has an older sibling?
Sure.
I remember threatening her within an inch of her life.
If you ruin this for your sister.
If you tell, you're going to be in such, I'm going to be so disappointed, and she will too. But older kids,
I think.
In school around third, fourth, fifth grade, except for Megan. She didn't listen.
I was a quiet believer. after
she
about
in the closet
after
believer.
About 13, after about 12, 13, I was a quiet believer. So I didn't shout it from the rooftops that I believe in Santa and I drive a car.
I had to pretend for my little brother. So I had to play the game. So I had to kind of like, we'd go like, okay, it's time to go to bed. Like my dad, the sun's going down. Who wants to get there before Santa? But, you know, you have to pretend and play that role for your sibling. Mm-hmm. But I was well past the point of believing at that point in time. Because really, I was on some bad list, so I shouldn't have been getting anything. Mm-hmm. But, it's just interesting when you stop believing and when you find that out. All right. before we get to Mount Rushmore, final question. The one Christmas song that when you hear it, you're like, makes you so happy. Like, oh my God, this is my jam. I love, this is my favorite Christmas song. Now, I know that people start playing them in October, but now is when I like to hear Christmas music. I don't like to hear it before Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, and I think Thanksgiving gets a bad deal. I think we just skip over it. We just say, we got so much love for Halloween. We dress up. We have such a good time. And then all of a sudden, okay, we're done. It's Thanksgiving. Yay. But then we're talking about Christmas. So it really gets skipped over a lot.
Thanksgiving's my favorite.
It's my favorite too, Mona. We've talked about it. I mentioned it on the Thanksgiving episode. Yeah, it's my favorite holiday. It got ruined by Gavin's list of foods, but it was really great.
Well, mine wouldn't have because I actually like grape salad.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, but so what's the one song, like, when you hear this time of year, it makes you the happiest? So we'll start. I can't tell you what. Let's go with Cameron. Start with you.
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay. Can you sing a little couple bars up for me?
I'm good.
What do you like about that song?
How they sing Five Golden Rings.
Okay. All right. She likes bling, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas bling. What about you, Leah?
You're gonna roll your eyes at my
answer. I wouldn't do that.
I have a reason.
Okay.
But my favorite Christmas song is Little Drummer Boy.
Okay, that because, mine too.
No, it's not.
It is. I promise.
Are you really?
Hand on the Bible. I love that song.
Okay.
But it makes me cry.
There's a
and it makes me cry too. And I have a reason why it makes me cry, because I'm a preschool teacher. I think most everyone knows that. I teach little kids. One year I taught 2-year-olds, and they had music class every Wednesday. And so they had a Christmas program before we let out for school, and it was to the old original Little Drummer Boy with the like high pitched, you know, whatever. And they would come around the corner with their little drums, and they would play their drums, and I would just be so proud of them. I would just cry. I would boo-hoo through their whole little Christmas program. Yeah. They're not even my kids. I mean, they are my kids, but they're not like my kids. But they would play their little drum to Little Drummer Boy, and made me sob every year.
So now
it's just like a special. It just takes me back.
I love that song.
To those little babies playing their drums.
When I was real young, there was a version. I think it's Bing Crosby and David Bowie. Or it might be Mick Jagger. I can't remember. I think it's David Bowie. But they do a version of it that's fantastic. There's like several versions of that song. But it's my favorite. When I hear that, I'm like, oh, this is Christmas. I love that song. It's my favorite. So, hey,
glad we had that in common. Same page. I really thought you were about to
Like. Wouldn't have ever made fun of you. Wouldn't have ever did that. No, of course not.
Let me think.
Mona, go ahead.
There's a lot. But I like Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
I like that a lot. I don't know why. But I like Sleigh Bells a lot, too.
These
are the ones that don't make me cry.
So there's several that can make you cry?
Oh, Drummer Boys. Oh, yeah.
Niagara Falls.
Yes. I'm really soggy anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But, those two don't make me cry, and they make me really happy.
Okay. Megan?
Okay, so this is going to be such a basic answer, but All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Oh, brother.
And, one, love that song. But two, that's what we walked out when I got married
from
my Christmas wedding.
You
that's
did.
What we
oh, it's
they
got a
pronounce
little,
it.
Yeah.
So
it's a little bit of
a little sentimental.
Yeah.
But also, she has a mix with Justin Bieber on his Christmas CD, which his Christmas CD is really good.
Okay.
If you like Christmas music and Bieber. But anyways.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so, but that is got sentimental reasons, but also From Ashes to New has a rock, like, metal version of All I Want for Christmas Is You Too that's really good.
I do like Mariah Carey. I'm not sure why, but I do. I'm a fan.
Carol of the Bells.
I don't even really like that song, but I like her, so awesome, Mariah Carey. All right, so here's the rules. Mount Rushmore, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go around the room. You cannot copy or repeat. You cannot copy or repeat. So unfortunately, like myself, who always goes last, I'm going to have some of these taken away from me. So here's what we're going to do. Cameron, we'll start with you. We're going to work our way around back to me.
If it's your favorite, it's your favorite, right? Like, how come you can't repeat if it's your favorite?
The rules of Mount Rushmore on the podcast.
I'm sorry. Did I sign this rule book? I don't think
Yeah, absolutely. You're agreed. It's a contract.
It's a game of, like, love and hate.
Y'all going to say all the ones that I like, and then I'm not going to have any.
Now, here's the thing. Cameron, tell them also you cannot make fun of somebody else's pick, so go ahead and...
Jamie, you can't make fun of anyone else's
pick. I will say I just did this with my pre-K kids, and I was shocked at the blank that I drew, trying to think of Christmas movies.
Well, here's what you think. Here's what's going to happen. Usually somebody says something that makes you think about something else, and that's usually how that works. Because I know I've been kind of blank, and somebody will say, oh, okay, what about, she was in that, but she's also in that. So you kind of, that kind of helps you get from point A to point B. So let's go ahead. We'll work our way around. Cameron, you're up first. You are in the toughest position besides me. You're first up. But you're usually, you've gotten much better with your Mount Rushmores lately. What do you think?
Yeah.
The last several. Early on.
Early, I was amazing. You just have very strong opinions.
That's not me. I have no opinions whatsoever. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm starting off basic. I'm going to start off with the Grinch.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, there's multiple Grinches.
And I've seen
the real version.
Which Grinch?
Yeah, this pat at the parade, I saw about 137 Grinches. So, yeah, there was a lot of. I was like, and this, oh, it's the Grinch. On this next one, oh, it's the Grinch. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Well,
all right.
That's the theme.
It was a theme. I like it. I'm cool with it. I'm all right. I mean, he just seems like he gets a lot of love for somebody that's not happy. 95%
of the
time.
Happy. He became happy.
He's misunderstood.
There was one Grinch.
He's like a rebel, like me.
But he liked dogs. He just didn't like people.
Which is valid.
I can relate.
Which is valid.
All right, Leah, go ahead.
Oh, we're only doing one at a time?
One at a time.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Polar Express. That's on my Mount Rushmore. All right,
there we go. Polar Express. Wouldn't have been in mine, but okay. All right.
I like the Polar Express.
I mean, I don't dislike it, but it's not mine.
I just
mine.
Read that book at school, and that's another one that takes me back to Christmas.
All right, here we go, Mona. You were working on this before the show started, so you should be ready to go.
This is one that these guys probably wanted. It's a Wonderful Life.
I was going to say that for you, Mom.
I've watched it once.
I really was.
It's on mine.
But I don't watch black and white movies, but yeah. I did watch that one year, and I was impressed. I won't watch it again.
It's on mine because here's the thing about it. It's such a great story because he goes back in time, and it's kind of almost like the Scrooge thing, too, where you get to go back and you get to see how you're acting. There's multiple Scrooge movies, too, that you can put on this list. So think about it. But I like it because he gets to see and gets to change everything and find out, okay, I can be a nice person. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. Megan?
Home Alone 3.
That's wow. Specific. We did not. We
well,
did not.
It's not the Macaulay Culkin ones.
Okay.
It's the third one. It's the bowl cut.
Okay, Home Alone 3.
The bowl cut. The bowl cut.
All right, man, Gavin. So Gavin is not mic'd up. But he took one for me, Christmas Vacation. It was going to be on mine. It's such a classic.
Gavin
took it. Listen, that's a great movie.
I should have said that first.
National Lampoon's, all of them are funny to me, but this one is particular because it's one of those you watch every year all the time. It's great. And it's fantastic. All right, mine, I'm going to go with, I'm going to start out simple, basic, A Christmas Story. The Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Oh,
takes
man.
You back to the day. I mean, you know, this is back. Now, see,
that's not on my top five.
My grandparents will tell me, like, back in the day when department stores were so huge and they were such the rage before malls and all that, there was something about walking and seeing the windows of department stores and looking at what you wanted as a kid. And it was just, you know, you might not get a lot of gifts for Christmas. You might only get, like, one gift. So it's pretty cool. Cameron.
Elf.
You. All right, so you got Elf. Okay, all right. What do you like about Elf?
He's loud and...
He makes spaghetti with syrup. That's important.
He does, and he has a very good vibe and energy. I love him.
It's a funny movie.
It is.
Will Ferrell is hilarious in it. The fact that he goes to New York, I like that he falls in love and with, was it Zoe? Is it Zoe DeChanel?
Yeah, DeChanel.
Yeah, she's great in it. Great movie. I mean, listen, Elf was not going to be on mine, but so far, so good.
Thank you.
You're good. It's one of your best Mount Rushmores yet.
Hey.
Leah, go ahead.
I'm struggling. Mama, why are you covering up your
Mona
answer
is
like
not
it's the
allowing,
cure to cancer?
Is
I mean,
not
my
allowing
goodness.
Leah to look at her list.
Okay, I do have one that I really like. I don't know if it's considered a Christmas movie, but have y'all seen The Family Stone?
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah. It touches you a little bit.
It does.
Yeah.
It's hard to find, I feel like. It's not on, like, your usual, like, you have to find, like, you have to really dig for it to be able to watch it for free and not pay for it, but I really do like
that.
That's
a good movie.
We've seen that together, I think, Mom, haven't we? The Family Stone?
Probably.
Oh, I feel like I actually
very underrated movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
I think it's very good.
Mona, number two.
A Charlie Brown Christmas. You said it could be a TV movie.
It can be.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay, I love it. It's great. I mean, I wish Linus would have put the blanket away and right. grew up a little bit. But other than that, Charlie Brown's good stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody loves his Woody.
The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix.
The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. I've
it's
seen
with,
that.
It's with what you might call it. Russell, what's his name?
Crow?
The old man. The Santa. Maybe that's it. Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Okay.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. And Goldie Hawn is yeah. Mrs. Claus.
I like both of them. I like Goldie Hawn and
this
Kurt.
Is just a cute rendition of like Santa.
Okay. Yeah.
I really liked it.
All right. So the Jim Carrey Grinch version of the movie. That's okay because there's multiple movies. So that's good. And it's just, let me go ahead and tell you something.
It's How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
This is your list. Your list right now, you're knocking your Thanksgiving list out of the park.
I know.
Keep that up. I want to go Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
I forgot about that.
And let me tell you something. I love Vince Vaughn so much. He is hilarious. That movie's great. When they go back and visit the family, and they were trying to not go back and see their family, and they get caught, you know, when the planes get stranded, they're trying to go to Acapulco. And there's something to be said for going to the, you know, to a tropical island and not celebrating Christmas or celebrating there. So I think it's great. Love Vince Vaughn. Reese Witherspoon's in it.
Yes.
Lots of people. So huge fan. I watch it every Christmas. And I can watch that. It's funny. You can watch that in May. It's one of those movies. Cameron, number three.
Arthur Christmas.
See, I haven't seen that. Okay. I haven't seen that one. So, what's that about?
I only watch it during Christmas time. But if I'm correct, Arthur is like Santa Claus's son, and he causes a lot of wreckage, but he tries to save Christmas, and he ends up saving it.
Okay, well that's good.
So
that's
he
good.
Turns into Santa Claus.
I was thinking of like the cartoon Arthur.
Oh,
not the animals. Okay,
So apparently, Cameron was talking about. We were talking about this before the show came on. She's a big fan.
Are you talking about the street thing?
She's a big fan of Christmas on Elm Street. It's Freddy. Oh. It's Santa. It's a lot of fun. There is no such thing. She got that mixed up with
Miracle on
34th Street.
I knew it was a girl. Street. I knew it was a street.
All right. Go ahead, Leo.
I have one. It is, and I also don't know if this is considered a Christmas movie, but The Holiday with Cameron Diaz. Did I steal it? Oh, yay, it is a Christmas movie. Yes, I watched The Holiday. It's got Cameron Diaz and Kate Williams and Jude Law and Jack Black in it, and they swap places.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Okay. Yeah, we'll count it.
It's good.
I mean, if it's got, there's certain movies people will say it's not a Christmas movie, but if it's got Christmas in the theme, I'll give it to you. All right, so here we go. Mona's up next. What's your question?
We doing three?
No. We do four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four Mount Rushmores for four Christmas, four presidents.
Okay. She already said Home Alone 3, but I would have said Home Alone, just Home Alone.
Well, you can. It's a different movie.
The first one.
You can.
Okay, then Home Alone. I like that one a lot.
Okay, that's another good movie.
The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. That should have been on mine, Meg. Oh, man.
Megan, knock it out of the
park. There's more of them.
Nice.
Knock that one out of the park.
All right. I want to go with one of my favorite. It's Scrooged, starring Bill Murray. I'm going to get that. I'm sorry, Davin.
Davin?
Davin. Oh. Wow. I did call you Davin. Gavin, Gremlins. Wow, that's nice. That's Christmas.
Is that a Christmas?
It's got
Man,
Christmas
the Gremlins scared me so bad
as
a kid.
I mean, I don't know if it's very Christmassy, but I'll give you credit for that. That's good. I mean, again, after his Thanksgiving, whatever he's doing. Well,
Go Gavin.
Not to be confused with Davin. Again, I'm going to go with Scrooge. Bill Murray, it's great. It's like a new version of Scrooged. I like it because I did do some acting, Cameron, and I played Jacob Marley. Which I was very fond of. A great performance. I almost won a high school Emmy for that, so it was very important. It came to me and another guy. It's close. But every time I see Scrooge, I think of that movie, think of the play. Love it. Boom. There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Cameron. I appreciate that. Your fourth and final movie.
I'm debating. Okay. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, so I want to tell you.
That was on your list?
So as you're listening to this episode, you're gonna hear a lot of noise. We're hitting tables. We're hitting mics.
Windows.
It's just a fun Christmas episode. So bear with us. We're just having fun here. Great. Hey, this is your best list ever.
You didn't like my love trope thing?
Your love what?
We had like a little other movies of like just like something, and you said, "Oh yeah, I love me a love triangle."
I do love a love triangle. Yes. Okay. This is your second. You're right. If it's a love triangle, I'm in my maybe my next Christmas. movie has a love triangle in it. Stay tuned. Leah.
Okay, I'm going to give you two. One's for your charges because I have to include it.
Go ahead.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
That's fantastic.
Cracks me up.
That's fantastic.
Makes me laugh. Yeah. And then the old school. Okay, now this one is on my list because it's just nostalgic. And me and my dad used to watch these together.
Yeah.
But you know those like old, like think 60s and 70s, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, it's like the old cartoons.
The old ones.
Frosty the Snowman.
And me and daddy would always say like Burgermeister, Meister Burger. You know what that's I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Burgermeister.
Yeah.
Anyway, those. I don't know if that's a series or if it's like all standalone movies, but
we'll count it.
I think
we'll
they're standalones. I could be wrong.
That's good. That's good stuff.
They probably
and it really those old cartoons like Rudolph the Red-Nosed. When you watch that, it's fantastic. Again, that's old school Christmas.
And
a lot
the
of fun.
Muppets always plays because they're hilarious.
And Charlie Brown Christmas and again Frosty. When Frosty melts though, it's not really fair.
Yeah,
it's very sad.
Did I really? I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure I cried during Frosty when he melted.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure I cried when Frosty melted.
Yes.
I still cry when he melts. And when I'm actually tearing up, we'll talk about it now. Mona, go ahead.
I got to go way back because Leah took all of mine.
Leah's taken like several. You've been robbed between Megan and Leah.
I know.
Cameron's stood on her own today. She hadn't robbed anybody.
No, Cameron had one of mine.
But after this, I'm going to need for you to give your actual top four because I know Nightmare Before Christmas is not in your top four.
It's not in my
I
top four.
I need to hear
four,
your real top four.
Oh, okay. Holiday Inn.
Okay,
way back.
I don't know if I've seen that.
It's a old way back in the Bing Crosby days.
Oh, I love some Bing.
Yeah.
Love some Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
It's such a smooth man.
Way back.
I love a crooner, so I'm going to go ahead and say that. I love some Bing.
I think that's the one where they sing the White Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, they sing White Christmas and White Christmas.
They sing it in Holiday Inn, too.
Oh.
All right, Megan, last one.
Okay, so I haven't watched it in a long time, but my mother told me the other day that I watched it all the time, and she hated it. But Babes in Toyland.
Oh!
Another good one.
That's an oldie.
That I thought would have made it. I'm just looking at this picture of Holiday Inn. I just love old pictures like that. That is, yeah. All right, so we're waiting on Gavin to give his fourth and final. But once again, what a list compared to Thanksgiving. Okay, so I thought, I was wondering if this would get on a list tonight. People say it is, it's not, it is Christmas. Okay, Die Hard. I don't know if it's a Christmas movie or not.
Is it?
But Christmas is involved in it, so I want to count it. But Die Hard is a fantastic movie. And
Mom's laughing, so it's not a Christmas
movie. It's debatable. You know, people debate this a lot, but Bruce Willis, who, sad what's going on with him right now, but when they asked him about it, back when he was of sound mind, he said that Die Hard was not a Christmas movie.
Is Die Hard? No.
Well, there's like 80 of them.
But the first one is the one that's got Christmas around.
Okay, yeah. See, I've never actually watched it.
Schwarzenegger Christmas movie. What's that one called?
Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way. There you go. Thank you.
That's one of my husband's favorite Christmas movies.
But I'm going to give it good stuff. Die Hard wouldn't have made mine, but I think if I had to put one in there that I didn't have on my list, I think Die Hard would be in there. All right, so I'm doing this. I've got several more that I could do, but I'm going to put this movie in just because I have to put a Hallmark movie in. I think Hallmark movies are so underrated. Why the Oscars and the Golden Globes keep passing these masterpieces, I don't know. This movie is probably hard to believe, but she came to town, rich, not really in love.
Is it the one where she met her high school sweetheart?
Possibly.
Because that would be all
and
of
at first, And at first, they don't like each other.
No way.
No way.
And enemies to lover trope? Oh, my gosh.
If somebody else is involved.
Well, she's up for a major promotion and she can't risk moving home.
I read those tropes a lot.
It's Christmas Under the Stars. It stars Autumn Reeser, who, if you're listening, Autumn, I love you. So I just want to let you put it out there. You know, I don't say that a lot.
You should watch Holiday Inn. I believe it's a love triangle.
I love a love triangle. There you go.
I do believe it's a love triangle.
So that is our Christmas movies. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has been a lot of fun. We hope, you know, and really more than anything, we hope that you enjoy spending time with your family. That's what it's really all about. Spend time with your family. Don't worry about gifts. I mean, for me, I don't care what I get. I like to give people things, and I hope they enjoy it. But more than anything else, I like to spend time with family and friends, just like we're doing right now. Now, the go-home song, Mona, since you were the co-host, hop on that mic and tell me what the go-home song is.
I think we're going to have to stick with or go with I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas is your go-home song. Merry Christmas from Chamber Chat. And until we meet again, you've been listening to one of the best podcasts ever. See ya.